Welcome to the Lewis and Clark podcast. I'm here with the co-chairs of the 44th Annual International Fair taking place on March 7th. Can you guys tell me a little bit about what the International Fair is?
I see it as like a festival for all international students, or at least all international students help to prepare. But we're trying to engage the larger LC community as well as the neighborhoods and alumni and parents in this whole festival, and it's a great way to celebrate the diversity and the cultures of different students from different regions.
What sort of things are there to do?
Well, we sort of like to think of it in two portions. There's a food portion of the fair. This year we're going to have 11 groups, 11 different regions, and they're all going to be cooking dishes specific to those regions. And it's just a lot of fun. I mean, it's definitely somewhat high stress because you're thinking, oh, we're feeding, you know, probably 800 to 1,000 people. But we just have a lot of good times doing that, cooking together as a group. And then the second part is the performance part, which takes place in the chapel. And that runs from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And we start that off with a fashion show. So we'll have, students from everywhere pretty much wearing national costumes and things like that. And then a lot of the groups will also be doing dances or songs and things like that. So
a lot of students are involved with this, it sounds like.
Lots.
How many would you guess?
I would say at least 100 involved in things like performances, organizing, volunteering, but I probably more than that.
Because we're working with 12 regions, and there are a lot of American students who really want to get involved.
So how do you get the word out about, I mean, obviously this has been going on for a while, but how do you make sure you have enough volunteers?
Well, we try to start planning in the fall. We recruit our country and region chairs then, and usually it's, you know, 2 for each region, sometimes 3, sometimes 1. And basically what we'll do is delegate tasks to them as well. So what they'll do is they'll look for volunteers who are interested in helping out for their own region. I feel like students coming to Lewis and Clark, especially international students, they hear about the International Fair right away because it's something that they all get very excited about. And, a lot of people bring back their traditional costumes to wear for the day. They bring back decorations and things that they can use for the fair. And so I feel like the international students, at least, are very aware that it's going on and are very enthusiastic about helping out.
I think beyond the community of international students or TCK or the AK volunteers, it's more about word of mouth to people. And sometimes it's just like, my roommate is an international student, so I really want to help him or her.
And then last year, for the very first time, we actually worked with Bon Appetit. And so we incorporated the International Fair into Saturday brunch. And that was mainly to get everyone more involved, including American students, because I think a lot of American students as well are very curious about it, but they don't really know what it is. And so it was a nice little way to incorporate everyone and get everyone excited about it.
What is the theme this year? I know you guys choose a different theme every year.
The theme this year is Spices of the World.
It was actually submitted by an international student.
So this event is obviously very, very important to the community at Lewis and Clark. What impact do you think it has?
Well, I think one thing is awareness, just becoming aware of other cultures and their traditions and things like that. Because besides performances and food, I mean, food is obviously a large cultural aspect of, you know, of any place. And so that's one way that we like to, I don't want to say raise awareness, but show, like, diversity. But we also have displays. So what we'll have is each group will set up something about their region, maybe information, a poster, photographs, and things like that, which is a very nice, like, interactive way, I think, for people to also learn about those places.
And I think starting from this year, we're trying to have more, not just flyer type of publicity, but also maybe bringing speakers or having, like, a photo gallery, which we're working on right now. And trying to raise the awareness of not the diversity not being just food and performance and costumes, but also, like, issues around the world.
Well, thank you so much.